All right, we are wrapping this up. And yeah. Who you see here, you've seen the great Dan. You don't see Larry very often. He's in the back with Golnus. Hopefully you can get her on, doing their magic behind here. These guys are like the people behind the website that ensure that it didn't go down once and scaled to the immense traffic we had. But tell them who you are.
I'm Duncan McKenzie. So I work on the dev team behind the site and try to stay off camera as much as I possibly can.
Mark DeFalco, you know me from Ping, hopefully.
That's right.
If not,
where's your orange shirt, man?
I'm wearing the orange nine guy right now, so right it's close enough.
So Larry, this is the wrap-up show. We're wrapping it up.
Yeah, this is the end of the day. Thanks for everyone who stuck with us, the thousands of people watching, the dozens that are still hanging out behind us here.
Right on.
So it was a great show. We were out in the middle of registration for the first time. So it was nice. We gave out 2,000 t-shirts, 2,000 zipper poles, hundreds of laptop stickers, hundreds of foam nine guys.
Nice. Easy.
It's a tradition at the end of Channel 9 Live, we throw nine guys at each other. So.
It is, but be cool, man.
You'll get one soon.
Hey, so a huge shout out to tens of thousands, is that fair to say, or at least thousands of questions that we received?
Yeah, we had so many.
Ridiculous numbers of really good questions.
Yes. Yeah.
It was tough to pick
the best.
Thank
you, because that's why we do this, man.
Right, yeah.
Just brilliant questions.
Yep. Yeah, and so all the videos from Build will be up on the website within the next 24 hours, the ones from today.
We've got about 100 sessions are up, most of Channel 9 Live, all the keynotes are all up so already, and then we're working right now.
This video right now isn't up yet.
No.
It's not up. It's on the front page.
You're right,
now.
It's live.
It's on the front page.
It's not encoded.
But it will be up soon.
Sweet.
Soon.
So what about, like give us a little summary of what just happened for over the 3 days, Dan?
I haven't been paying attention.
Yeah, you have.
So I think there's just been a ton of stuff that happened, right? So we started off with Terry Myerson talking about, and really Satya as well, talking about what's new and some of the new stuff. Universal Projects is going to be a huge thing that I think a lot of developers are looking for targeting. And I don't know, you guys can chime in too. But they talked about, I know you were very, very hot on Cortana.
Love Cortana. Yeah, it was awesome. So, and our birthday too, I was a big fan of that. And the new start menu coming.
Yeah.
Nice.
Start menu coming, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. We listened to the people, they said what they want, they said what they need to do, and now we're doing it. And I love Satya, man. Ubiquitous computing and ambient intelligence, the power of machine learning, the power of loving and listening to your customers. I mean, I'm very happy about where this company's going, and I know that a lot of people out there are as well.
I think we had like almost two parts, if you will. I had a lot of like the future, a lot of this is where we're going, and then this latter half of the conference is a lot of how you're going to get it done. Things like the improvements done in Roslyn.
Big Roslyn thing. There's stuff they showed today in the session where they were actually changing the language, like actually on stage, changing the language and checking it in, which is like, that's
nice.
Awesome. And Anders actually open sourcing it live.
Oh, yeah, pushing it up to
brilliant.
Live.
Cool. And you guys you're C# developers.
Yeah.
And so are you going to play around with Roslyn, or are you going to, if you have time?
Can we talk about the Visual Studio Achievements project? So this is kind of a fun one, where originally we had talked about doing Chivos, meaning if you do something in Visual Studio, say you deploy to Azure, say you use some feature of Windows Phone, we could actually detect that and give you like a pop-up Visual Studio Achievement. Well, we had to do that all hard-coded or do regular expressions like we had one called go to hell. So if you were using, that was the achievement, if you were using go to, it's probably a really bad idea and we wanted to kind of pop that up. Well, we didn't have a compiler. Now that we do, like all of those could have easily been done using Roslyn.
Right. Awesome. There'd be a lot of hooks for us to get in there that we wouldn't have had before. So.
Great.
And you can use it all up on like the new Monaco releases, so you don't even need to have Visual Studio. You can do stuff right on Visual Studio Online and code and push and deploy all just on the web.
I think I still will use Visual Studio.
Yeah, right.
I'm not
will.
Planning to do all of my development.
I was asking, Mads and I had a conversation like, would you ever switch? And we're like, no, it's like an experience we have a very emotional love of Visual Studio.
We're saying there's a lot of times where maybe there's small changes to either static content or stuff that we have or pages that feed other parts of our site. And that's perfect. And able to go in, jump in, change something, jump out without having to launch an entire IDE, but my main dev is still going to be in Visual Studio.
But I mean, or if you're not on a machine that has an IDE on it,
somebody's like, Duncan,
can you please update this change?
In fact, in a few minutes, you're going to probably go change the Build Windows site to say, we're done, And that is, it's a small change. It's a little bit of HTML, moment, and you know, you could just do it on the browser right here, and we could be
it's
done.
True.
But you're not going to.
No.
Because we didn't think ahead.
We didn't think ahead of
that. That would have been. We didn't plan ahead for
Sweet.
That.
Sweet. So other things is things to download. So Visual Studio 2013 RC is now available, and everybody can download that.
Excellent.
Obviously, Azure SDK is available as well. What other stuff did you guys hear in terms of stuff to download?
Download Roslyn. Start adding new language features.
Roslyn, yep. for sure.
Clone it. You got it.
It's not brand new, but Web Essentials. If you just watch the Web Essentials things with Mads, that was an amazing set of demos. He's got so many features in that thing that everyone should have it. He said something like thousands of people are using it. It's like, no, it should be millions. You're going to get it much higher.
Yeah, Web Essentials, seriously, if you are a web dev, if you're using Visual Studio, get it. It makes your life so much better. I use it all the time on Child 9.
Cool. Yep. So we need to wrap up, because I mean,
we are
going to
lose the fiber feed,
and we have wonderful
minutes,
people that have been working really, really hard to put this on. Again, if you could get a shot of all the great workers back there, and also a shout out to 10 years of 9.
Yeah.
10 years of 9, man. That's incredible.
I love it.
Amazing. So thank you, everybody out there, because Channel 9 is all about you.
And here's for 10 more.
10 more. I hope 10 more. Yeah. Ten years from now, I'll be out of my gourd, man. You sure you want me to come on here 10 years?
We'll still get you on. I think that would be the best.
2024, I'm going to look like Edward James Olmos, and I'll be in a wheelchair here going, 10 more! It'll be fantastic.
Yes. Awesome.
I'll still be here, and I won't look any older.
Dude, I don't think people realize this guy's 60 years old. Look at
him. I know. Isn't that weird?
That's incredible.
You look great.
Man.
You look great. Yeah, it's good.
Benjamin Button over here.
It's insane. Right on.
All right, I hear the forklifts coming, and we're about to lose fiber, so good night.
Thanks for watching.
See ya.
Thanks.
Woo!
Sweet.